Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, July 26th edition. We have a five-game early and a five-game main slate to break down for you. Hope you guys had a great Tuesday. Another, like I told you, crazy night on the diamond, as expected. Andrew Abbott got the job done as the GPP high-priced guy. Tons of great stuff over there. Hope you guys had a good one. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Let's look at the totals in the five-game early slate that starts at 12.05 p.m. Eastern. Nice and early for you on the East and the West Coast. You have Rockies Nationals, 9.5. Marlins Rays, 7.5. Mariners Twins, 8. Royals Guardians, 10.5. Reds Brewers, 8.5. Let's see how we want to break down this slate. You got Joe Ryan, 10-7. Ryan has been sketchy of late. He's getting the points because of the strikeouts. He has 7 or more Ks in 4 straight starts. He's also allowed a total of 12 runs over his last 3 starts. The weather, as we saw with the run production on Tuesday, extremely hot in Minnesota, so the ball should be flying once again. Ryan has given up at least 1 home run in pretty much every start this season. He's a heavy fly ball pitcher. He just managed to get the strikeouts and get the job done in that regard. So if you want to play Ryan in a tournament, I get it. I'd rather play Zach Eflin at 10-3, who will be very popular on the slate. Eflin coming off of 7 shutout innings with 8 Ks against the Baltimore Orioles. Nice bounce back start from his Kansas City start. But overall, been very, very solid. 19 or more points in 5 of his last 6 starts, 20 or more in 4 of those 6. Very effective stuff here. And most importantly, facing just a struggling Miami Marlins team that is striking out a whopping 21% of the time versus righties over the last month, 261 average, 140 ISO. If I were to break that down to like the last week or two, it's much worse. They are slumping tremendously. Eflin at 10-3, very much in play on this slate. Freddie Peralta at $9,000 is a nice bounce-back candidate. Got beat up by the Atlanta Braves. We'll take that with a grain of salt. Prior to that, 6 shutout in Great American. 5 1/3, 3 earned 10 Ks against the Cubs. 5 1/3, 3 earned 8 Ks against the Pirates. Overall, very effective. On this kind of slate, that's a good floor he brings into this matchup against Cincinnati. A Reds team striking out 24.5% of the time versus righties, hitting 249 with the 195 ISO. So on the size of this slate, Peralta at 9K is in play for you as well. Some cheaper options for you that could be interesting. Ben Lively, maybe I'll pass, but I could see the appeal if you need to. He just doesn't go deep in the game. 4 2/3, 4. He went 5 2/3 and then 4 again. It's 3 in runs or less pretty much every time out, just not going deep enough into the games to accumulate the strikeouts and get you the big fantasy production. Gavin Williams will be very popular on the slate at $6,500. I get it. Similar to Lively, though, that's why I think Lively is a pivot off of Williams. 4 innings, 5 innings, 5 2/3. He's gone out as much as 7, but it's the walks have been a major issue. At least 4 walks in his last 2 starts. Only 7 total strikeouts in his last 2 starts. He's got 4 strikeouts or less in 3 of his last 4 starts. So they've been very inconsistent. Now he faces the Royals. This is what will make him very, very popular. 25% K rate, 220 average, 132 ISO over the last month versus right-handed pitching. So I get the appeal of Gavin Williams. I think you'll see a lot of Zach Eflin, Gavin Williams lineups. And that is where a guy like Ben Lively could be a nice pivot off of Gavin Williams, or you just pay up for like Eflin and Peralta potentially on this slate, or you go full YOLO and you take Alec Marsh at 56, who gets you the strikeouts, but also can get in the trouble. He's off 5 1/3, 5 earned only 3 Ks against the Yankees his last time out. Did get you 5 or more Ks in each start prior to that. That's what I'm looking for. 5 innings, 5 Ks, give up 3 runs for all I care. At his price point, you can make that work. Now, it is Cleveland, a team that only strikes out 16.5% of the time, hitting 285 with a 151 ISO over last month, which will make it extremely challenging. But on this small slate, does seem quite interesting to me. But mainly, it's Eflin, it's Peralta, and then you get to make your decisions between Lively, Williams, and Marsh. Williams is the best pitcher, but the reasons I mentioned, chalk and just consistency, has been an issue, where Ben Lively, if he could sneak through five innings for you, could be quite interesting against a Milwaukee team with a 22% K rate, 244 average, 122 ISO. Let's look at the bats on the five-game early slate. You got William Contreras versus Lively. He's totally good. Same with Sal Perez. Elias Diaz at 43 versus Irvin, I like quite a bit. And then you got Kyber Ruiz getting the price bump up to 4,000 versus Lambert and company. Still a great play in Kyber Ruiz, who got to DH on Tuesday. So he should be back under catching on Wednesday at $4,000. I'm there. Now, if you want to go to Seattle, which I'm totally on board with going to Seattle, if Cal Raleigh's in their day game after a night game, $3,400, that's a really good tournament play because we have the power upside. We're looking for home runs in that Seattle-Minnesota game. So Cal Raleigh at 34 is worth a look. Other than that, though, like Fry for Cleveland at $2,700 would be a cheapie. Bo Naylor double donged on Tuesday. He's $2,500, be another nice cheapie against Marsh. First base, you got Josh Naylor at 44, who let everybody down on Monday, but I can go right back to him in that matchup versus Marsh. Cheaper plays, though, Joey Meneses, he went deep for us on Tuesday. He's $3,800. Don't mind going. Like, you got Colorado Washington, the highest total on the slate, so you can definitely attack there. Otherwise, some cheaper options. Maybe Eliezer Montero's in the lineup as Chris Bryant went to the IL. Montero's 32. Josh Bell's 31. He's swinging it very well. Like I mentioned, had another nice game on Tuesday. And then other than that, though, Alex Kirilloff at 27. If we want to just stack the Seattle-Minnesota game, hoping for fireworks once again, which could be in play, even though Bryce Miller is on the bump. Kirilloff at 27 would be a nice value. Mike Ford at 25 versus Joe Ryan, another nice tournament value. Second base position for you, you got Luis Arraez at 46. Yeah, I'll probably pass. Give me Brandon Lau for Sandy Alcantara. Love targeting Sandy Alcantara at all times. Andres Jimenez at 4K is good as well. Back to our Seattle-Minnesota game theory, Edward Julian at $3,300 had another nice game on Tuesday. He's very, very affordable. That's the thing is this, you could go Eflin and Peralta because you could play Seattle and Minnesota for cheap and be just fine. Other than that, though, not too much at the second base position. Third base, you got Ellie anytime you want, but J-Ram at 58 is very much worth a pay-up spot. Ryan McMahon at 42. Jaime Candelario is $4,100. Washington very, very much in play. Kind of mid-priced all across the board, so they are doable in a stack situation. Cheaper than that, though, Eugenio Suarez at $3,200 in tournaments is one I'd look at. Monasterio of Milwaukee, he's $2,700. He's second base, third base. He'd be another guy you could look to play on this slate. Shortstop, again, Ellie McClain, fine. But Wander Franco at 57 is interesting. Willy Adames at 5K as well versus Ben Lively would be another one you could take a peek at. But C.J. Abrams is only $3,800, picked up his 20th stolen base of the season on Tuesday. That's a great price tag in general. If you are stacking Seattle, J.P. Crawford at 32 is not the worst play you can make at the shortstop position. Outfield for you, you got Rosarena at 55, but I like Yelich at 54 if paying up. You got Lane Thomas is up to 53, which is nuts. J-Rod hit double-donged on Tuesday. He's 52 versus Joe Ryan. So some good pay-up spots there. I like Yelich quite a bit at 54 if you're paying into the 5K range. Going below 5K, though, you got like Josh Lowe versus Alcantara at 45 is quite interesting. Luke Rayleigh at 41. But Nolan Jones at 39, I'd like to go back to that versus Jake Irvin. He'd be one to take a look at. Jose Siri at 35. Will Benson versus Peralta. If you're not using Peralta, Benson's 33. I will 100% lock in Sal Frelick. I mentioned he'd probably get the day off versus the lefty. He did not start. He will be back in the lineup, likely hitting cleanup versus Ben Lively. So Frelick at 32 is 100% on my radar on Wednesday. And other than that, like Kepler's $2,800 if you're going for that Minnesota look. That's about it for now, but we will get some interesting lineups with the getaway days on Monday or Wednesday. Recapping your pitching, it's pretty much Eflin Peralta for me. And then I'm leaning Ben Lively over Gavin Williams, pure game theory, just pure game theory. If you want to go YOLO, you got Alec Marsh. And you know, in reality, I talked about him with Ryan on Bubba and the Bloom. If you want to go full YOLO and hope Colorado sleeps on getaway day, Jake Irvin's $5,300. He's coming off a 27-point performance against the Giants. He had a minus one. He had a 9, a 9, a 10. So not tremendous, but the dude's going to give you usually at least five innings, 3 to 4 runs. It's just a matter of 9 Ks in his last time prior to that, not a big strikeout guy. But it is Colorado. The Colorado team striking out over 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching over the last month. So the more I look at this slate, that's why I like this first pitch, this first look, so you can kind of go through everything. Jake Irvin could be your punt at $5,300 bucks if you want to be super contrarian. Most will want to game stack that game due to the high total, but Jake Irvin could be your dude if you want to get different on this one. Stacking things up, I like Washington versus Lambert a ton. If you're not using Jake Irvin, Colorado's in play, but I prefer the Washington side in that one. And then Seattle, Minnesota stack for sure. And then look at probably some Cleveland versus Marsh as well.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, let's take a look at the five-game main slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Your totals on that slate, Mets-Yankees 8.5, Braves-Red Sox 9.5, Cubs-White Sox 8.5, Rangers-Astros 8, waiting on the Giants-A's total as they're wrapping up their game right now. Pitchers, Spencer Strider's 12-7 at Boston. Strider is getting all the strikeouts. He's gotten you 23 Ks in his last two starts. He's gotten you 10 or more Ks in four of his last five, 9 or more Ks in six straight starts. He's also allowed 9 runs in his last two starts. And this is what I said last time. To pay off this price tag, he has to be great. 27.9 in his last time is not bad. 18.7 the time before is not good. He had 36, 28, 34. We know he can get there. He just has to be great. If you want to go for it, fine. But it's a Boston team, 21.7% K rate, 286 average, 201 ISO versus right-handed pitching. I have zero problem if you want to start Strider. Just know he has to be great in this matchup. I'll be looking to start with guys like Marcus Stroman at $9,400. He has scuffled recently. The ceiling is not there, but at $9,400 against Chicago White Sox, White Sox team with a 25.5% K rate, 241 average, and 148 ISO versus right-handed pitching. I like Stroman on this one. I'm always a sucker for Lance Lynn and the strikeouts. The Cubs bats have woken up, though, a bit, so be careful, but still 23% K rate, 264 average, 151 ISO, and Lynn $7,700. So you got that going for you. Hollywood Hogan Harris at 53 against the Giants, coming off 6 innings, 2 earned, 6 Ks against Houston. He has 5 or more Ks in 5 of his last 6 starts, and that's what makes him very appealing at $5,300 against the Giants team, striking out almost 28% of the time versus righties, hitting 207 with a 132 ISO over the last month. So pitching's tough because I love Framber, but I'm not taking on Texas. Brian Bayo coming off the paternity list, not taking on Atlanta. Carlos Rodon has been horrible since coming back. Maybe he figures it out. Not going Heaney versus Houston. Alex Wood sucks. Quintana versus the Yankees, maybe. So it's pretty much Strider, Lynn, and Harris for me on the slate. It's a bad pitching slate. So maybe you pay for Strider, you pair him with Harris, and you can get all the bats you want. Or Stroman at 94 also. Get all the bats you want on this slate. catcher's position, speaking of bats, you got Yainer Diaz versus Andrew Heaney at 39. Love that. Keep targeting Andrew Heaney early and often. If you're not using Lance Lynn, Yan Gomes is $3,200. Totally fine with that. Farther down, though, Shea Langeliers at 27 versus Alex Wood. It's hard to stack the A's because they're just not good, but Wood is horrible. Maldonado at 25 versus Heaney. Maldonado hit his eighth home run of the year on Tuesday. He rarely goes back-to-back games, but he is in play. And then Miguel Amaya at $2,200 is a nice value against Lance Lynn. First base, you got Olson anytime you want. Pete Alonso double-donged on Tuesday. He's $4,900 versus Rodon. I'm on for that. Cody Bellinger is red hot at the plate. He's 46 versus Lance Lynn. Cheaper options, though. Jose Abreu at 37 versus Heaney is 100% in play. If you're not using Harris, Wilmer Flores loves himself a lefty. Flores is $3,500, so that is 100% there. Yasmani Grandal, talked about him already. He's first base catcher eligible. Mark Vientos is $2,400 versus Rodon. He has not lived up to the hype he had in AAA, but good spot there versus Rodon in this one. Second base for you, you got Simeon at 59 versus Valdez. Yeah, Albies at 56 versus Bayo. I'm not targeting Bayo. But farther down, Christopher Morel versus Lynn at 5K. Gleyber Torres versus Quintana at 49. I'm there. Nico Horner, big night combo meal on Tuesday. He's 47 versus Lance Lynn. So the Cubs definitely in play, making it harder to look at Lynn right now on this slate. Zach Geloff at 37 versus Alex Wood, I like quite a bit as well. Below 3K, though, it's not great. It's like Remillard at 26 for Stroman, if you want, but not a ton down here at this point in time. Third base, Austin Riley is always interesting, but Bregman at 53 versus Heaney. He got a $700 decrease to face Andrew Heaney. Sign me up for that. JD Davis versus Harris. Davis has struggled a ton. So if you want to, sure, but it's just tough to target these guys right now. Patrick Wisdom at 31 versus Lynn, sure. I prefer Wisdom versus a lefty, though. So it's pretty much Bregman at third base for now until we see some lineups. Shortstop, you got Lindor at 48, love him versus a lefty. Nico Horner at 47, second base shortstop. You got Jeremy Pena at 43. Dansby Swanson double-donged on Tuesday. He's 41 versus Lance Lynn. So those are all good spots there. Cheaper plays, though. Anthony Volpe at 31 versus Quintana, kind of. This is just a bad slate. Like, if you want to take the night off, totally cool with that in this scenario. Outfield, you got Acuna at 67. Kyle Tucker, another monster game combo meal on Tuesday. He's 6K, worth every penny. You got Lou Bob at 59. Just give me, if you're paying up, Tucker at 6K is who I want on this slate. And then cheaper options, though, Bellinger's 46. Nimmo at 43 is just fine. Chaz McCormick at 41 is awesome. Got an $800 price decrease to face Andrew Heaney. Yeah, please give me all the McCormick on the slate. Like, I'll lock Frelick in early. I'll probably lock McCormick in on this slate. I will say this again, watch for lineups. We've heard this news every day. The latest news on Tuesday, Jose Altuve and Yordan Alvarez could be back in the Astros lineup on Wednesday. Like, that's the expectation. So if that's the case, you got Yordan at $5,500, which, sure, I could see that being fun. Mid 3Ks and below now. Mike Tauchman leading off for the Cubs at 34. Austin Slater versus a lefty at 34 is always nice. Ian Happ's down to 33, hits like third or fourth in the Cubs lineup. So that brings some returns. Seiya Suzuki's 31 versus Lynn. So the Cubs are affordable too, which makes it tough not to stack them versus Lance Lynn, which just makes me think Lynn's going to deal and just totally screw this whole thing up. Below 3K now, it's a little murkier as it's been in every position so far. Ramon Laureano's back off the IL for Oakland. He's $2,300 versus Alex Wood. That could be a really nice value in the grand scheme of things because there's not a ton of like immediate value when looking at this slate. Recapping the pitching, Strider, Stroman, Lynn, Hogan Harris. That's where we're going on this one. Stacking it up, the Mets versus Rodon is totally cool. The Cubs versus Lynn is outstanding on this slate. Houston versus Andrew Heaney is my favorite stack. Don't mind some Oakland versus Wood. So perfect world, Houston and the Cubs will be my two main stacks. Strider, Harris on the mound. We'll see how it pans out. Two rough slates. The early slate's a little better than the late slate, but two just not great slates at all. So if you want to take a breather on Wednesday, don't blame you at all. But I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to get you ready for Thursday's action on the diamond. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, July 26th edition in the books. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.